My mother. My sister Mary is going to tell you how Pa brought us west and how hard he worked. And I don't mean to take anything from him by telling you Ma worked plenty hard herself. Still does. She cooks and sews and cleans and takes care of the lot of us, Pa included. I remember once when I was little, coming down with the fever. Ma sat up next to me all night long. I slept some, but she never. Anytime I'd open my eyes, she'd be there, smiling, putting a cold cloth to my head. Now with me and Mary sprouting up, which is what Ma calls it, if there's the least littlest noise in the night, Ma would come climbing up the ladder into the loft to make sure we're all right. I reckon there's times she gets bone tired, but you'd never know it. Her smile's the last thing I see before I close my eyes at night, and the first thing I want to see in the morning. She's been selling ink to the mercantile and saved enough to buy yard goods to make herself a new dress. This morning, Mary and me found out she made dresses for the two of us instead. That's because she loves us. That's the kind of mother Ma is. And that's why we love her so much.